It's time once again for a visit from the ethicist. Randy Cohen writes the ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine, and every few weeks he drops into the NPR studios to help us sort out our own messy lives as much as he can. Welcome to the program, Randy.
Thanks very much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Amy Meltzer in Ashland, Oregon is on the line. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, I was calling about a little mishap that happened with a birthday cake and a surprise birthday party. A friend of mine was turning 40 years old, and her husband was throwing a surprise birthday party for her. So he asked me if I would pick up the birthday cake at a bakery that was near the place that I work. And he told me the cake would cost $20, and he would reimburse me for the cake, you know, at some point after the party. I stopped at the bakery, and this was the afternoon of the party, and I said, I'm here to pick up a birthday cake. And they said, who's the cake for? And I said, it's for Jen. That's the name of the woman who was celebrating her birthday. And they said, okay, here it is. That'll be $30. Pete had told me it would be $20, but I thought, well, gosh, maybe in all the different arrangements he had to make, he just got confused. So I assumed he had made a mistake. I paid them the $30, and I took the cake. When I arrived at the surprise party, everybody was setting out things, and I took out the cake. It was this beautiful, big, pink cake with flowers all over it that said, Happy 12th Birthday, Jenny. Clearly, we had been, you know, it was a popular name. We had been given the wrong cake. And this explained, you know, why it was a $30 cake, because it was a bigger cake than Pete had ordered for his wife.
Well, I would think if I was a woman and I was turning 40 years old, it would be worth the extra $10 to me to have somebody think I was only 12.
Maybe it did all sorts of jokes, you know, related to age and wishing one was younger. It certainly came up at the party after this happened. So at this point, it was too late for me to return the cake because the guest of honor was arriving momentarily. So my question was, at this point, who was responsible for the $10 that no one had laid claim to being responsible for? Was the bakery responsible for refunding me the $10? Was I responsible for the $10 because maybe I should have checked more carefully, or was Pete responsible for the $10?
Amy, I don't know, but it happens that we have an ethicist right here in the studio here
How
at NPR.
Convenient.
And let's see what Randy Cohen has to say.
I think Pete is responsible for the $10, that you did just what you were told. Although, as I said, you were you might have done a little bit better. You might have, for instance, what's the phrase, checked the cake,
right.
Particularly when you heard the price differential. But that doesn't make you unethical. That maybe makes you unwise. And any ethics worthy of the name has to allow for human fallibility. You know, if you were a professional cake picker-upper, you could be held to a higher standard. But as an amateur, just doing a favor, I think you acted reasonably and your friend has to tolerate it. That it's an interesting question about is inept the same as unethical? And I think if you're an airline pilot, it is. If you're a surgeon, it is. You know, to persist in risky behavior for others is unethical. But for the ordinary human fallibility of a favor, I think you did no harm, and Pete's got to shoulder the burden here.
Well, I guess my question was there some responsibility for the bakery to be a little bit more careful about distributing?
It seems to me that the bakery did everything they should, unless they had some system of, what are they called, receipts. That would have been wise. But the bakery said, here's the cake, here's the price. You had every opportunity to check the cake. And the real loser in all of this, of course, is 12-year-old Jennifer, which is, if I read between the lines here, when she opened up that cake and it said, Happy birthday, you old booze hound, you know, there would have been a lot of explaining for some poor 12-year-old.
Amy,
Mom,
did...
Dad, I don't drink, you know.
I did
sure.
actually call the bakery to alert them to the error that we had the wrong cake and that there was somebody else who therefore was also going to, if they hadn't already gotten the wrong cake, was about to get the wrong cake.
Amy, did you and the other party goers go ahead and eat the cake of that poor little 12-year-old girl?
Yes, we did. With relish.
Well, there's
literally
another,
with relish.
There's another ethical issue for you.
Ew, that's disgusting. Yeah.
So, having received Randy's advice, what do you think your next move is here?
Well, Pete did actually reimburse me for the money, so that's the. And I didn't. I left it up to him. It was only $10, and I wasn't really overly concerned about the practical aspect of it. I was just really interested in the ethical implications of the question. So,
has Pete been back to the baker?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Steve, I think your instincts are really good here, that once Pete sets this bizarre chain of events in motion, it's his obligation to make sure that our friend Amy had really clear instructions or a receipt, or that he called the bakery to alert them that someone else would pick it up. That these were all things Pete could have anticipated and should have.
Amy Meltzer called us from Ashland, Oregon. Amy, thanks very much for speaking with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you have an ethical question, qualm, or quandary, write us at watc@npr.org. And make sure to write the word ethics in the subject line, and you might get to pose your dilemma to Randy Cohen, who writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine. Randy, thanks very much.
It's been a pleasure, Steve.